heightened security since 2001 has made it harder for foreigners to visit the United States, musicians are especially hard hit because they have to get a new visa every time they tour the U.S. They say the visa bureaucracy has become burdensome and expensive. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Standing outside the São Paulo airport, Brazilian artistic manager Ana Buono is in a panic.
Taxi, por favor.
Bad weather has delayed the flight of her 68-year-old client, internationally known jazz musician Hermeto Pascoal. Now that he's finally here, they have to race to get to the U.S. consulate in time for their visa appointment. As their cab breaks multiple traffic laws, Buono and Pascoal go over the paperwork one last time. If he and the other band members miss their appointment, they'll also miss their concert date at Lincoln Center in 3 days. Ana says the visas often come through at the last possible minute. Her booking agent in California, Bill Smith, says he can never be sure the visas will be ready in time for a concert. And he says the Department of Homeland Security isn't exactly communicative.
There should be someone with whom you could communicate to determine when the approval or even a denial is going to emerge from this big black box.
The department refuses to take phone calls about visa petitions, even from a desperate booking agent. Smith says when he has a big concert planned, the only way to get some peace of mind is to write a check.
You're forced to use the defense mechanism of spending $1,000 to ensure that you'll get an answer within 15 days so that the tour can happen.
The $1,000 is the so-called premium processing fee, which moves a visa into a special fast track. The system was set up in mid-2001. Smith says because the visa system has become so slow since 9/11, he now pays the fee for most of his foreign acts, just to be safe. Back in Brazil, manager Ana Buono says she found this shocking.
I said, wow, I thought it was just here in Brazil where you have to pay people under the table to get things done. Later on, I found out it's a normal procedure of U.S. immigration. But I'd say it's still weird, because why do you have to pay the $1,000, even when you apply well ahead of time?
Bill Strasburger, spokesman for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, says foreign performers don't have to pay the premium processing fee. Only about 12% do. And he points out that the fee doesn't even speed up the slowest part of the process, the final approval at the embassy overseas.
That security check can take anywhere, you know, there's no way to, State Department won't estimate, but it's anywhere from 4 weeks on. And it's not something we like to see, but it is a necessary requirement of the world we live in today.
In Brazil, many musicians wonder whether it's worth it anymore. Luiz Bueno is half of Duo Fel, a guitar duo that's toured often in the United States. He doesn't relish having to go to the consulate to prove he has a job and enough income to be allowed into the United States, something he has to do before every single tour.
It's like we are asking for permission for father. Can I do this, father? And the father said, come on, you have to prove that you are ready to go.
There's evidence that some foreign performers have given up. Last year, the U.S. granted fewer than 9,000 of the P3 performance work visas, down 21% from the year 2000. But most are still willing to make the effort. As Luiz Bueno says, he can't afford not to tour the U.S. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.